Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. Hey, back on the air.
All right.
Sorry about that, you guys. You know, tune back in. We had a little fallout right there. But get back into the mix. We're talking about interracial relationships. And I don't know where we left off. I just got all
froze. Was saying that.
What were you saying?
That I think it's not that. I think there's this impression that women just refuse to do these things. And I think more or less the issue is a lot of women have done it for the wrong men or partners that didn't appreciate it and they feel taken advantage of. So they stop doing those things. Or they were raised by single moms who didn't necessarily have the best relationship. So they didn't see them catering to a man and it going well.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't feel comfortable doing it. But I think most women, if you love them and nurture them and they feel safe, they will open up and they will naturally nurture.
Do you think that women of today, mm-hmm. I'm saying this new age millennial women of today actually know how to do that?
Yes.
Do you think that the majority of them know how to do that?
Yes.
They've been taught how to within their, you know, back in the day, grandmas and mamas used to teach the girls how to do this, and the daddies used to teach the guys how to do this, you know what I mean? But nobody really taught anybody how to have a what they call a wholesome relationship. Only relationship that I witnessed is what we saw, you know. Women were real submissive, and they had duties and stuff, and men had duties. I'm not saying that's right now, because I don't believe in double standards, you know what I mean? I think if the dishes need to be washed, first
just
one, two, them. Just go, well, do the dishes in today's time. But back in, you know, in those days, women would do all the cleaning, they do the washing, and they take care of the kids and all the cooking and all of that kind of stuff. So how you guys feel about that, you know, as far as do you think that so we're not living in the Stone Age.
Right.
No.
You know, we know we're not living in the Stone Age. So what about those women who don't even know how to even do those duties or things like that?
Then maybe they show their love and they cater to their men in a different way.
Yeah.
Everybody likes different things. Some men might not want their feet rubbed, but they might love a new shirt or a new pack of underwear or a tie or, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
so it just depends.
I just don't, me personally, as far as men and women are concerned, I don't think there's really too much difference in what their needs and wants are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you...
You don't think there's a difference?
Not too much.
Okay.
As far as what
their needs and wants are. Did you hear that, Queen Sun?
I caught the tail end of what you were saying, but I'm trying to figure out what she's saying about there's not that much of a difference in the needs between the male and the woman, male and female, is that what we're talking about now?
Yeah, as far as the needs and wants. And we're going back to, you know, this is part of the reason why people separate from their race and go to something different, you know, interracial. But when I say that, I mean in like their wants and needs in a relationship. Both parties want to be loved. Both parties want to feel like, you know what I'm saying, that they're in it to win it. You know what I'm saying? Both parties want to feel safe. Both people would like to feel those, like, just because. A lot of times there's women that want the man to do all the things, but when you want a just because gift, he may like a just because gift. When you're tired, when you get off work and you want something, you know, somebody to cater to you with that, a man would like those same things.
I think it starts with the conversation. You got to tell your mate what you like, some of the things
you
don't like,
what
you like, and they can grow. Well, baby, I don't really like doing that right there. But I do like doing this.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
I got that. That's what I'm saying. Just in general,
the growing process.
Is that a word? It's going to be one today.
You know,
Between the two, there's pretty much just that the basics are pretty much the same. If you can think, that's why most men will say, you want me to do this, this, and this, but what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? There's always there's that need for reciprocity.
Because you got some situations of whereas women won't do some of those duties that the man do. They ain't going to get out. Some of them ain't going to get out there and cut the grass and get in the flower bed and pull up all the weeds and hand wash the car and change the oil. And some women won't do none of that. You know what I mean? But when the man comes inside the house, you know, they want him to wash the dishes, empty the trash, and mop the floors along with her.
Well, you know, back in the day, since you say bring that back up in the day, men, women didn't even take the trash out for it. I know a lot of women didn't take trash out. I know some women that didn't even mop the floors. The men did that because it was considered as
a man's
extra
duty.
Right.
So men mop the floors. Men
mopping. But they would not allow their women to take the trash out.
What did you say, Queen Son?
Men were mopping? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I know a couple of guys right now from New Orleans, Louisiana, baby, that will not let their woman mop the floor.
Well, that was rare because most women mopped the kitchen floors and they was in there cooking.
Well, that was a surprise to me when I seen it, but
I didn't know that was just a man's duty.
I didn't either. I thought it was mutual.
Right. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I run across, but like you said, it's the individual person. That's what we were talking about, the individual person. So when going back to the interracial part, when you encounter black women who have a standard, so to speak, or are not so submissive as a man would want them to be, then they say that's when the thing comes in. I'm going to go get me this type of woman and that type of woman, or this color woman and that color woman, because she'll do this for me and I ain't going to hear no look back.
Because they're weak. Because white women are weak. And they take anything a black man do to them.
Not all white women. Whoever said
that. Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't say that all white women are weak. I just think they're more submissive when it comes to the black man. You know, and that shows a sign of weakness, you know, because they're very submissive when it comes to black men. You know what I mean? They'll just do whatever. You know what I mean? They will now. Come on now.
I understand that. But we got to talk about
look,
see, the
white girls. And that's what the caller was saying as a form of weakness is because they will do whatever. See, sexually is what they're looking for.
No.
That is a fantasy. Flexible. That is a fantasy amongst white women to be with that mandingo. You know, because the black man is the most best lover on the planet.
Right.
He's the best lover on the planet per race.
Okay.
And all that. You probably got
these statistics there, Bobby.
Well, I'm just
saying.
What
I want
to know. I guarantee you.
I'm not arguing. I just want to know where to stand.
Nobody throws down like the black man do. You know, we're the best lovers on
the
globe.
That's the unspoken
rule. You're right. And these white women have this fantasy in their minds of what it's like to be loved by a black man because he's the number one.
Slavery.
He's the number one.
I was
going to
say that.
Oh, well, it goes back to
it
that.
It goes
too.
Back to that.
Why
do
you
think? It was their jealousy.
Yeah,
because
Master was
a white man was messing with
the
black
house.
Women and
she was
falling
in
love with the black women, making babies with the black women.
Yes.
So she felt like, well, shit, he doing that. I'm going to get his ass back.
I'm
going to
get John.
Yeah, we're going to
Big John from in the back.
Well,
I'm getting Big John.
Okay, okay.
I don't necessarily the truth because they used to see. We used to be naked back in the day a lot, and we worked naked. So they seen what we was working with, and they seen what they were working with.
And took advantage of that. You know?
Oh, of course, because who gonna
when you see
naked?
how muscularly built the black man is compared to the average white male?
Yeah.
And then they was out there working
level.
On it. So
we're just already athletically
built.
His body more built. He's more
of course.
Black men are more physical.
Right.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
We're agreeing with that.
So we're saying that that's
and
the
so
reason
that,
why the fascination.
The fascination is with the white woman looking at this black Adonis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's like, wow.
Okay.
And see, white men didn't have rhythm like black men. I mean, I'm telling you the truth.
So their rhythm was missing in
the
love making.
The rhythm and the flow
it's
of love making.
I say that all the time.
Yeah.
The way them hips
move.
Right. Don't lie.
They don't have the rhythm.
Lie. Right.
They don't have that rhythm.
But on the flip side of that coin,
come
on, then you have one of the reasons why I won't, you know, date. It's because of the advantage that the white man had taken over the black woman. I can't see myself putting myself there, but the white woman is seen as this prize, And then as far as slavery was concerned, the white man was also the one that gave the leniency, so to speak, to the black woman who he was smashing. You know, she gets a little bit more privilege, so she's not a slave, but, you know, she ain't all the way the white lady either. You see what I'm saying? There was a little bit more that was given toward her end because she was, you know.
Well, she controlled it.
So that's what I'm saying. All of that, if that wouldn't have happened.
The white woman is really, she controls the narrative of, white men almost do anything that she tell them to, for the most part. He'll give her everything. If he's in love and crazy about her, he'll give his white woman everything. But his white woman desires, most white women deep down inside desire that fantasy with that black man.
And the black man.
That's that fantasy. Mm-hmm. They have that fantasy in their mind.
So do a black man fantasize about a white woman?
Yes.
Is it because we were
black? Huh?
At night?
I'm going to say this.
Black men mess with white women because they don't have to have all that headache and all that arguing and all that fussing and stuff. So they just get one.
My mama.
You know what the sad part is, though? Like, black men and black women both go through a whole lot in this world. And instead of coming together
and knowing we're on the same side.
I know there are some that do come together, but in some situations like that, I don't want to deal with the headache. Well, where does this headache originate from? And if you get back to the origin of it, it's something they can solve together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But both parties got to be willing.
That's what I was just about to say.
And have to have the capacity to even understand.
You know,
that it's deep. She just got an attitude and she popping out.
Right. See, love me like you love your football team.
See.
Love me more than that.
Please. Shit.
A
win, lose, or
draw. I just don't think that. I think that generational is just different for the generations, because today it's more accepted. When I was coming up, man, you know, black women didn't date outside their race.
Uh-uh.
None of them did.
No.
They did not date outside of their race. The only people that was doing that was some brothers going out there getting some white girls.
And they were sneaking and zipping.
That's what they were doing for a minute. You know what I mean? So my generation was like that.
Here.
Now today, huh?
I said, I agree, because I'm here. I was in 73, so
Yeah, so it just wasn't, you know, it was something you just didn't do. Now you got white girls going after black guys.
Honey, thirsty.
They thirsty. They just all up in the grill.
But you know what I've learned?
What?
These mothers, their mothers are teaching them how to get, especially the athletes. Like, I think they got one game up than we do. Yeah, they're getting
groomed. Well, them athletes, that's a whole nother story right there. See, that's about money.
Yeah,
fame.
But
that's all that
is. But they do.
You take LeBron off the court, you know, out of the limelight, off the scene.
Yeah, he's just a regular old
nine to five. And, you know, he may be able to catch one because of his height and his size.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that Mandingo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they still coming for him.
They still going to come for him.
Like a thief in the night.
Yeah, they're going to come for him. You know, they want that fantasy to be fulfilled.
And then history also, that was how they, meaning white people, attained property and monies and whatever from the black people, because the black men were coming in, the white men coming in and marrying or being with the black woman. The black woman back in the day really wasn't entitled to properties, wasn't entitled to land. So whatever was up for her, it was up to her, because it was given to her husband. So now you got the white man coming and laying up and marrying the black woman, taking her property. It goes to the husband now.
But, you know, it's a little different today, though.
Definitely.
They're way different today.
If he's married to her, they get a divorce, then what? Look what Janet Jackson did.
She should have been.
I think Janet just set that up for some finances.
Oh, she was very smart.
And so I'm going to have a baby, and then I'm going to get a divorce.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Now I got
bank.
Oh, now she's smart. But if a black dude did that, y'all be dogging him.
Yeah, sure.
They
will.
Do it.
I mean, I'm not celebrating.
I don't agree with that. I don't.
They'll be dogging him out.
No, I'm not parading. I'm just saying that's what she did. Right.
Yeah,
that's, just like, That's just like when Black China came up off of Rob Kardashian. Good for her.
But everybody knew it but him. So I'm not mad. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to be
he
wise.
Was in love.
But you mean everybody knew it but him. But he might have thought he was really, there was genuine love. So you can't go.
Everybody was telling him that. He chose to see different.
Because when you're in love,
you don't see
the best.
I'm supposed to listen
to
a relationship. How can somebody tell you about your relationship better than you and you the one going through it?
Right.
So it's 50. It's like, so should I listen to this advice or should I listen to this advice? Because if I listen to your advice and it don't work out, then I'm going to blame you. Now and then if you had the right advice and it just happened to work out, then okay, kudos to you. But so who's to know how a situation is going to play out based off of what we look at?
Sometimes there's certain things, like at night, there's pillow talk. So what she's telling him, it has to be something to keep him because why? At the end of the day, she needed something from him. I think family and other people saw things differently because they're not together 24/7. So when those speculations came, because they had broke up several times on and off, and it was very a volatile relationship. So whatever she was saying to continue to reel him back in was, I think, what the surrounding people were saying. But at night when you got pillow talk and I'm loving you and you loving me, it was enough to keep him there. Not that, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people see things differently. When you in it, it's hard. And it's not to say they're right or they're trying to break you up, but sometimes it's just genuine beware signs. And there's nothing wrong with that if the family or friends is really there to support you and they see that a train wreck is happening. And
but everybody how many people have you seen go through the worst and stick it out and they relationship worked out? But if you're like, girl, leave him. He a dog. He this and this and this. Man, she trifling this and this and this, but then
they
never work on
it.
All of the outside
instead of
the inside. Huh?
I said, I never say that. I never tell my
friends. Me either. The thing is, that behavior is not the norm.
The reason I said it was because she said everybody told him that. That's the only reason I'm going off of that. That was the statement that was made that everybody told him.
Like China. Yeah. Gotcha.
That's just like how everybody look at how all the Kardashians, quote unquote, ruin all of the African and black. Their careers go downhill based off of what everybody says. You know,
like black.
I
like
love
chocolate.
The Kardashians.
They
I'm
love,
here for
they,
Chris.
They like,
I'm here for the Jenners.
Look here.
I'm here for them all. I need
they
Chris
love
to come
black men. Those ladies,
out.
Those Kardashians, Jenners, they love black men.
But you know what?
That's what they do. They love black
men.
They
do, but I also think it goes from the top. I feel like that Chris was very smart. Chris is a smart. She made and kept Bruce relevant when he stopped being relevant.
I actually believe Chris kicked it with OJ.
Oh, I do too.
I believe
that's
why
I said it starts from the top.
I think that Chloe is his.
Yeah, they do.
I bet that they do a DNA test.
Get that
I
DNA,
bet you she'll
girl.
Show up. She'll show up.
Yeah. You know, Father.
She looked like him.
Do she really? You know,
never looked at a picture.
I did, but let me tell you something. Because they've been in denial, I'm in denial. Because, you know, I feel like I'm the other.
I don't put nothing past.
Oh, my God.
I don't put nothing past a Kardashian.
I know.
Trust me.
I see, this is
trust
why they're
me.
So good. Because
trust
Chris
me.
Came in at
well,
a very
let
vulnerable
me tell you,
state.
Let me tell you, Kim was a little whorish now.
Yes, but hold on. But
she's
think
a
about
big-time
this
whorish now.
But
she didn't sleep with Reggie Bush,
yes.
Chris
but that's
Humphries.
That's what most women do.
All of, no, that ain't what. That's
not
what
most
women do. No,
they don't.
You can't say most women.
Most women out here. This is the thing. This is what you're going to understand.
You can't say most women.
Okay. Let's say 60% of women.
Oh, I'll agree with that.
But
let's make it plain.
But if you walk around with a camera, I'm on a reality TV show. You're going to see the good,
the bad,
and if you're going to see somebody dating, looking up, that don't mean she a hoe. That means at that point in time, she was dating Luke, and she wanted to give Luke some. If you follow me around for 13 years, it's probably some crap that you're going to think about my life that's straight up hoish.
Right.
That's just scary.
But that's real. I get that. You know, cause
I get that.
Most people date, and while they're dating or in a relationship,
they're getting booty.
9 times out of 10, they are having sex.
Yeah.
So if one relationship
happened?
Is not work and they end up in another relationship, there's more sex.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's why she's saying most women do the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
The difference is
it's public.
It's public.
So
right.
Then they give people like us to be able to be spectators
and she messes with celebrities.
And black people are men.
Kim a hoe.
Oh my God.
Kim had one sex tape.
Kim is hoe.
And now she a hoe.
She out there getting.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, if we start calling off all the people that she done messed with, I think you would change your mind. Starting with Nick Cannon, he the first one that started messing with her. And then it expanded. I can call off people that she messed with that I know for a fact.
Okay, you know, okay, who?
Let's she a go. Thought.
Who else, son? You said Nick Cannon?
I need you to pop your pill since you feel like you the other sister first. I don't need you to get depressed now.
Don't play with me. I love
running
you.
Running this little... This little lineup.
It's a whole lineup.
I don't know how. I just think she.
I mean, you know, you got, you know, she put her business out there. She put her business out there.
I heard it. What, them at the video?
I'm talking about Kim, period.
Oh, of course, because them coins.
Hey, look. When you get.
And Chris taught her well.
When you tell the media everybody you dating and who you with, and your numbers get big.
Hey.
You don't know nothing about Angela Bassett, do you?
No, I love Angela.
I love her.
But Angela's coins is different from Kim's coins.
It's not always about coins. Okay, well, you don't know Beyonce's coins.
Absolutely, I don't.
No, the only person you know Beyonce to be with is Jay-Z.
I mean,
no,
he raised her.
From
when
let's talk about that, though.
But that's
she
but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I don't know.
And she said she was basically a virgin until him. That's what her story is. But
you're absolutely right. And
you
I
said
don't
what?
Know, I said you're absolutely right. That is her story, and I don't know anything different about Queen Bee.
No.
I know something different, but that's a whole different side. The game is to be sold, not told.
You got Kim Kardashian, you got Beyonce.
And they don't even
look
like
at them pictures
they don't
right
even
there.
Like each other.
Yeah, look at that picture right there.
Because one of them got famous working, and the other one got famous
working.
Yeah, she
was doing different kind of work.
Yeah, she was working, wasn't she?
She said it paid the bills. And it got her family on point. That's what I'm saying. You doing it that big, like...
They was already paid before that. She didn't really do nothing until she started coming out with apps and stuff. That's when she got super paid.
But I'm talking about... Let's talk about the Jenner girls.
I thought we... Yeah.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, they're two different. So, to me, I feel like she helped pay the way for the others. Yes, they have money, but they don't have that they do now, is what I'm saying. When you have Kylie Jenner have an $800 billion cosmetic company, she is
million.
Million, which I still don't
understand. No.
But she doing it and doing it well.
Somebody need to
somebody
put
help
her
me.
Real face up there and see how much
she
said.
Took her lip implants out.
Did she?
Yeah,
she
did.
Let me
on
Instagram. I'm trying to tell you, people trying to be normal now.
Anyway,
y'all not gonna do my Kardashians and my Jenner.
I just don't. Yeah, I just have no interest in anything that they do. Period.
I don't see what it is that they do.
Hey, so what is it about them that you look?
I don't care to know.
This
is
true.
I'm gonna tell you. Cause I feel like you should not.
I don't care.
Only thing I know is they're in an interracial relationship.
And
they're
an
interracial relationship.
So why is it that she looks up to them so much? Like, is there no black?
No. I don't look up to them. It's really all in fun. Like, most of my friends know that I watch the reality shows, but it's not that I look up to them at all. It's just more
freaking
humor. I don't
even with Beyonce like that. Like, it's just okay.
Yeah, but you know, look at all of those Kardashians and Jenners. They black men. They all got them a black man.
Well, not Courtney. She was still with Scott.
They like
the that's gonna change too.
Cone.
Yeah. That'll change. I guarantee you.
You think it's gonna change?
Yeah, it's gonna change. Some brothers gonna be all up in there in just a minute.
I think it started too with their infatuation because most of them had. I mean, they had. Well, Kim of course had a big butt, and then you had Khloe. You know, I think it was kind of like that being intrigued, maybe.
They want that Mandingo, and that's who they get.
Bobby's story, and he's sticking to it.
And they like that, and they love that, and that's who they with. They're going to be there.
Hey, I got you.
Yeah.
I would love, well, never
interracial
mind.
Marriage.
What
would
I say?
You'd love what?
What, Melissa?
I would just like for somebody to go on record and tell me if they've had any sex that was awesome from not a black man. Because you're saying that black men are the best. I'm not here
I
to argue with that at all.
I've never been with nobody but a black man.
Me,
so
either.
I
have either.
So
anything.
I cannot. I can't.
Yeah, I just can't.
If I could, if I did, I would say something.
You would, you would let us know.
So you guys,
yeah,
have no,
I don't care.
You guys have no experience on that.
No,
side
I don't.
Of the fence over
I
there.
Don't.
See, that's what I'm saying. So
that's,
you know, yeah.
And then somebody
got to throw up.
Yeah.
Cajun chaos.
Yeah.
That is just disgusting. I am sorry, but I just, pink meat just does not excite me.
Some people like pink meat.
Some people think it's off the chain.
Look at Bobby. He just grabbed his head.
Sorry, Bobby.
Did she say pink meat?
What
did she say pink meat?
She did. I like mine's well done. I'm sorry.
He said it's not the same color when the lights go out.
Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
That's what's
worried
on the
street.
It is when you turn the lights out.
Mm. I'm, let me tell you.
Turn off the lights.
No. And light a candle.
He said, at one point I'm going to have to see it. And my visual won't
right,
let me see
point.
It any other time.
But by then
that
you
that
could
way.
Be already hooked.
No.
No, not
no. Not gonna happen.
I have nothing to back up, so I'm
not gonna happen.
I cannot say anything different.
No, black man. Like my mama says, light, bright, and damn near white, but they got to be a black man.
Hey, she said she
now,
like it.
What
no.
What effect do you think it has towards when the race, the black race, starts dating and having babies and outside of their race, don't you think the black race starts to diminish?
That's how white
when
people
don't
feel
have,
about their race.
When
that's...
you don't have relationships?
I think, because I think diminishing is more for the white people, because once you have black in you, you're black, right? That's the way it's set up. Nobody really looks at you as being, you know, it's always been that way.
Okay.
It's from the beginning. Even Master didn't even want to accept some of his kids if they weren't passing. So... you know, if they didn't have that certain skin tone or that lack of melanin, then mm-hmm. he didn't even accept his own children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so they were in the fields working and doing whatever else everybody else was doing, and mm-hmm. they were his kids. So,
but it looks, though, of a trend of where black men and black women are not loving each other like they used to.
Oh, I agree.
You know, and they're not putting themselves together as one anymore like it used to be. And you find a lot of females primarily alone and by themselves. And when I go out to Chili's or I go out to a restaurant, I see a table full of black women sitting around with margaritas and,
mm-hmm.
you know, by themselves. And,
girls
and it's a girls' night. And it's a lot
of girls' night
going
on.
A lot of girls' nights going
right.
on.
It is more than
all the time. And you say, wow, look at all these women. And using food as an escape. Food.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling the truth. I'm being real with you.
If I ain't getting none, I'm going to go and give me something to eat.
You're right. So going out. Yeah.
So I've been eating a lot this last year.
What'd you say, Queen?
A lot of times, the mentality has changed over.
Tell them,
I don't need a man. I've never heard a man say, I don't need a woman. I've heard plenty of women say, I don't need a man.
Yes.
But that's by design. You know that, right, Queen Sun?
Come on, tell them.
The
keep
system set
going.
It up by design.
That's not, we can't use that as an excuse for anything. You will never hear that come out of my mouth that I don't need a woman. Period.
Yeah.
Point blank. I don't care how
women
society's going. It's looking like on social media.
My design is because of all the benefits that are afforded to a woman if she does not have a man. And we're not just talking about government assistance and whatever, but it started
there. That's when you're doing bad. That's not when you're doing good. Nobody looks at it like that. Those are mentalities that are trash. When you down to nothing and you need, benefits for Social Security, but food stamp card, you need a place to stay for your kids, the man can't stay there, that's a trash mentality. That's not a benefit. That's never a benefit. Because if we stick together, we can make more than what you're going to get in. As opposed to what you're getting in on that low income and how you can't make over a certain amount of money to supply for your kids.
I mean, it's like
to
that.
Provide for your kids.
Social Security checks, you cannot even get married if you want to maintain or keep your...
Right, exactly.
You can't even do that.
Yeah,
nope.
If
you
want to
get
a Social Security check.
Social Security and disability, if you want to keep those, if you are getting those, you are drawing Social Security or drawing disability, you won't be able to keep those if you get married.
This is the true story.
And that's
true.
Systematically designed
right.
to be that
and
way.
And that's what I'm saying.
Wait. Hold up. I mean, keep going. I'm sorry.
No, we're down.
But I just feel like, you know, the system controls the narrative of what happens. You know what I mean? It will give you guys benefits before they give me the benefits.
Right.
It will put you above me and keep me down at the bottom. So when it comes to love making, you feel dominant. You starting to feel dominant over your man for the
right.
most part. For
some,
the most
some
part.
Women do, yes.
So in most yeah. cases, it's like that. Most yeah. relationships that I see, for the most part, the woman is always the one that's on top financially. If you go around in your community, you'll see the woman owns a home, the woman owns the cars, the woman owns most of the stuff that's involved in the relationship.
I'm back. I had a question. So were you saying that about the benefits, the Social Security and the disability, are you saying you can't be single and be getting that and then try to get married, or you can't be married and get that?
You can't be single and get married. If you are single and drawing those benefits, Social Security or disability, and then get married,
they're
going to
cancel
you
out.
You, off. You will no longer get it.
Yeah,
that's
I have
right.
a family member.
My mama said they didn't.
It depends on how long you've been married to the man. I mean, you know, if you talking about a single person that's been hurt and get disability, she can't get married?
If you're single, I know several people. I know a lady that I live next door to in the apartment complex. She was drawing disability when she met a man and was going to get married. The Social Security office or the disability office or whatever told her once she gets married, her checks would stop. So
how did
she? Drawing those pensions?
How can they do that though?
It's
how
just,
did she? Because I
how?
Did that. They didn't take mine.
Wow. With Miss Donna. Miss Donna was
better.
Maybe it has something to do with income.
It probably does have something to do with income. I had a relative that happened to
you probably had
as far as her housing situation.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting ready to they got married and got ready to move in with each other, and they told them that together with both of their income,
it was too much.
Which was both the disability that it was
mm-hmm.
too much and they couldn't stay there. So mm-hmm. then they had to try to find somewhere else to move to. But
that's,
that the benefits would pay for, but then they wouldn't make enough money to do it. So it was just a crazy situation.
Mm.
It's still not really resolved.
I don't know. I know she was living on, like I said, in a government complex where it goes to your income and things, whatever. She was living in those apartment, in that apartment complex, and this has been some years ago, but there's a, even the working, you're only allowed to work. If you want to work, you can only work up to 20 hours. On that, you know, getting those assistance, or they cut you off. So it's a lot of different things
know.
To go into that.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to work any more than 20 hours a week if you're getting disability or Social Security. You can work, but you have 20 hours a week is what you're allotted, or they turn you off.
I got married in 2006, and I was drawing disability from Williams company. Well, it was Social Security disability, but
mm-hmm.
when I got married. In 2006, they did not stop my disability. And just like now, if I want to get remarried, they won't take, they said, well, because of my age, I'm 69, mm-hmm. they will not take your disability.
Yeah,
they will not.
This was in 2010 or 11 was when this happened. It was 2010 or 11. And mm-hmm. I want to say she was right at 60 years old was what she was in 2010 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't end
maybe,
up getting married.
Maybe it has something to do with the age bracket or the age limit or something like that. You know, if you're past 65, then they can't. Because I understand that once you get to be 65, then all bets off the table.
Right.
You know what I mean? You disqualify for everything, you know.
There was something actually on Facebook not too long ago of a couple. Did y'all see that? A couple? They were going to take his medical or some things like that or whatever from him if he and his wife ended up staying together or living together because of
older white couple
yeah.
and they end up living like an hour apart
right,
or something.
Right,
yeah.
right. Because of that. So they had to end up
something
in order
to
for
it.
That. But yeah. Back on subject.
I guess something
I have a question, Mr.
Was that in?
You said what
state was that in?
Sister got a question for
I
you.
I have a question.
Time.
I think we are identifying that there are issues. And so the last part where we left off was the women that say they don't need a man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's be solution-based. How do we fix this in the community? How do we get people to switch mindsets? Where is the What needs to happen in order for this to not continue to be a conversation of I don't need a man and men feeling offended that women feel like they're independent?
Well, a lot. I'm not going to say most. Listen to all the words that I use. I use the words I use. I choose very wisely. But a lot of women nowadays fool with women. They fool with another woman. So that plays a part in it. Women are very strong-willed. I'll say that much. Headstrong, depending on, you know, their background and their family and how they grew up. But most of them are very strong-willed. Like all of you all here on the stage, on the show right now, I can tell the mentality just by talking to you. And I feel like if you have your mind set on something, you're going to do it regardless. You're not going to let anybody hold you back, blah, 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 blah. So that's when it comes into, it even goes back to, well, if you're not doing this for me, why I got to do it for you? It's always going to be a tit for tat. So when you find somebody that can put that to the side and not get angered so much and bothered so much by something that has happened to them to where, that's just like when you break up. I don't need you. I don't need a man. I don't need da-da-da-da-da. All of that comes out in point. Now, it's fine to say you don't need that particular person because they can be unhealthy for you, and that's okay. But then it goes to the next level. I don't need a man to do this. I can make it on my own, blah, 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 blah. It's just like when women, that's the first thing a woman says when she has a child and she turns into a single mother. I don't need a man to survive. I don't need a man to make it to raise my child. But it will make it's that much better if you did have that man in your life. So when you putting these words out into the universe, to the atmosphere, it's not going to help you, but that's going to be your mentality. What you speaking into existence is what's going to come about. So if you really believe in that, and when you saying it, you're going to actually start believing. That's just like a person that lies all the time, and they continue to say the same lies over and over and over. They're going to believe it's the truth because they say it so much, regardless if it is. So
yeah.
If you got a child, how many people do you know that have children and be like, or have you ever heard anybody that you know that's a female that has children and say, I don't need no man to take care of my kids? Or it's been like, I don't need no benefits. I don't need nothing from him. I'm going to take care of little Mariko and we're going to be all right.
Those are not necessary. And I guess it's because I deal with a different type of female in my circle of individuals. But that's not the type of stuff I hear. I have a number of friends who the father of their child is not an active participant. He just don't act right. And their statement is not that I don't need a man, because for them it's like, I want my child to have a balanced family. I need I need a man to be here and do this for him, but I don't need him if he's going to create drama, if he's going to make this difficult. I don't need him. I don't need that. But none of them will ever say, I don't need a man. They will say, if I have to do this on my own, then I will. But I think that's more or less, and I get what you're saying about what you put into the atmosphere, but I think for them it's more or less of a pep talk. Shoot, I'm here by myself, so let me talk myself through it. Yeah. I can do this. I don't need help. I can handle it. I'm going to make it. It's going to be all right. But deep down inside, if you sit down and talk to any of them, they will tell you 100% their preference is to have a man there that's going to help them, support them, and raise their child. Yeah.
How many people do you know that's single and comfortable with being single? So that'll go ahead and disprove what we're talking about right now. There's more single people than there are people involved in a relationship in the world.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't see how that would disprove it, because someone's saying that they're happy being single. They just could be happy being single at the moment because maybe getting themselves together, you know, getting their, you know, mind back on, you know, in the right frame of mind before they can go.
And are you trying to say
mind right when it's 5, 10 plus years? How long do it take you to get your mind right? Because there's a lot of people I know that have been over double digit years single, and what? They get comfortable. I don't need such and such. I don't need it. clearly well, you're showing it because you're still single.
People, though, I think that,
and some of those some of those people haven't got their mind right. And you said how much time does it take? It depends on the person. If you are
and
a person that has a deep level of awareness and you can actually see what your issues are and you know how to work on them, you can. But it's a lot of people that just cycle the same thing over and over because they don't have awareness, they don't know what to do with it, and they don't take the time to actively work on getting their mind right. They're just sticking to themselves and saying, I'm getting my mind right, but they ain't doing it.
They say they're getting who?
They say they're getting their mind right, but they're not actively doing any emotional or mental work.
Yeah.
I think that's a small amount of people that are saying those things. I don't think it's the majority at all. Most women want to be in a relationship, either if it's woman and woman or what it is. They desire to be with someone because
everyone
that's the way we are designed.
Everyone
when
does.
I scroll through my Facebook feed, I see a bunch of memes from single women saying how they can't wait to do this and that with their man.
Relationship
or, I wish
goals.
I had this. Yeah, relationship goals. So most of the women I see, I can tell that it's very clear that they desire to be in a relationship. Now, some of the other stuff they post is questionable, and I'm like, well, that's probably why you're not in one.
Exactly.
But they have that desire. They're not saying, I don't need a man. Some of them do. Some of them,
I think a lot of women cancel out being a candidate for a relationship because of attitude, you know, in a lot of ways, you know. And because most men, they don't want to be with the drama in the conversation for the most part. They don't want to be fussed at and hollered at and talked to and blah, 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 and stuff like that.
That's what I was going to say about that.
You know what I mean? And they don't want to hear all that mouth.
So, yeah, I get the impression that I don't
want
to hear nothing.
You know what? Let me hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
Systematically, TV, Maury, all of them shows, Steve Wilkos, Maury, and what's the other one? Jerry Springer, got black women on TV, and Love and Hip Hop got y'all fighting. They got y'all fussing. They got y'all cussing. They got y'all mad and angry. So, therefore, it becomes a way of life to some black women. You know, when it comes to having a conversation with a black man. You know what I mean? And
but
so,
it's not just black men. It's with anybody.
It becomes the norm, though. It starts
it's not anybody.
No, not anybody.
The people that I know that communicate poorly with men, they communicate poorly with their
girls.
I agree.
Too.
The bottom line is communication has got
to be.
But it's not even always about communicating, because you can be thinking that you're communicating cool and you're not. It's the way you present your communication, because y'all can go off. Just because you're talking to me don't mean I'm about to hear what you're talking about. Because once you go past a certain decibel and start using certain words, I'm done.
That decibel.
Exactly, but that's all part of communication.
But that goes both ways. We keep saying what women are doing, but it's the same,
Though. It's that volume level and that decibel level.
It's the same
thing.
Men do the exact same thing.
Well, let me say this. I think that now for me, we are designed different. Men and women are designed different. Do you want to overpower your man and be all over him? Do you desire in conversation to be all on top of his head? Or do you, because see, most men, if you approach them in a correct and proper way, will have a basic, more subtle conversation. Most men, I ain't saying all men, I'm saying most men will. We don't explode until you start exploding.
And we don't explode until you do something that causes us to do
but
that.
But you already,
in general,
you don't. We don't have to even.
Remember, we had
conversations
Saturday, Bobby.
You can start be way up there. You can come home from work and be right there. These niggas at my job, so and so, blah blah.
So
you
men
can be
don't
right
do
there.
That at all.
Not like women do.
Men don't do that at all.
Not like women do.
I
not like when. I don't think men do it like women do.
No,
men,
they don't. I'm gonna tell you why. First of all. A man will come home and chill and be quiet, and you may ask, how was your day? And then he may not want to talk about it. You going to come in and either say, if he asks you how your day, or you just going to start talking about it, period. Regardless if such and such want to hear it or not, it's going to get heard. I'm not coming home and finna go off and be like, Bob did this and John did this. Nah, man, we not. We just gonna be chilling. We gonna have an attitude maybe and be quiet and be doing some other stuff. But we not finna be venting on that stuff like that. That's different.
Men and women are different. We're communicators, and we
need to. You can look on them TV shows.
We need to share the details of our day in order to feel
and to process.
Heard.
But why?
That's how we are. That's
you're
why
saying women are we as in both parties, both genders.
Like you said, men will come in and y'all will chill. Y'all might have a bad day, but y'all not going to harp on it. Women, we're going to harp on it. We want to talk about it.
Y'all
going to
be way
that's
up here.
Just, that's just who we are. And that's why you see a lot of girls' night.
But that ain't the way it's always been.
We know men don't want to hear
it. It has been like that.
No, it has not been always like that.
No,
because this generation is way different. It wasn't always like that.
No, let me tell you what happened.
It wasn't always like that.
No, the generation before was told to shut their mouth, which is why you have so many kids now these days, i.e., our generation, who's so screwed up and messed up and don't know how to process feelings and emotions because they were told to shut the heck up. So this is what happens when you don't allow processing in a home. You have kids out here with feelings and emotions and have no idea how to communicate and talk it out.
Well,
so,
I
no,
agree
that's
with
not
that.
Right.
I agree with that.
So processing needs to happen. I don't care if it's a man or a female.
I always go back. I'm always going back to a time of what we call respect. And that respect was women didn't feel like they need to talk any kind of way to their husband.
Women
you know,
a lot of times weren't allowed.
That's what I'm saying. So therefore, things was all anything happened in the house was on the DL.
Exactly.
It was on the DL. Now things are not on the DL because we are balancing out. Women are feeling like the rights of women are need to be equal as the man. You know what I mean? And so you know, and if you go into the what they call the spirit world, you know, you got God. Man, woman, child, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. That's the way it's supposed to be. People don't adhere to that no more.
Yeah, people
don't adhere to that anymore. You know, so therefore, women feel like they are just as equal on a platform than men themselves. You know what I mean? Some women even feel like they're above a man. I can do the same thing a man do. Hey, if he can do this, I can do that. I'm blah, 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 blah. But we get away from our makeup and what we are by design. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of women say that because they want to be taken seriously. And they feel like they have to put themselves on the same platform as a man.
Why?
Because that's the way society. Because a man is always higher in hierarchy than it is for a woman. So a woman feels like no different than think when women first were able to be in the workplace.
Hold on.
Let's say in the workplace. How did we have to dress? We couldn't wear pearls. We couldn't wear. You wore a pantsuit. You could not even identify as you know what I'm saying. I wore anything. To feel like a woman, it was almost you had to be masculine in a way. So to a certain extent, as women, we've kind of been programmed that in order to be taken seriously, either we had to be on the same platform as a man, we had to know just as much as information as a man. So that's why I think that's why lines got crossed and things got blurred over the years. It's not so much as women are necessarily wanting to take a man's place. I think over time, circumstances and things happen.
No. I think if you allow a woman to step out in that rent, she'll take it. She'll go there and take over that place.
Do you think that she has to over time because of life situations?
No, I'm not saying she has to, but I'm thinking if a man allows her to do that, she'll take it. You guys will take that. You'll take over. You'll take that horse by the reins, and you'll ride that horse if the man allows you to go that far. And in today's time, we got a lot of weak brothers out here. It's a lot of weak brothers out here.
A lot of women don't even want that.
I'm about to say,
huh?
I love
a lot of
not
women
having
don't
to deal
even
with
want
it.
That.
Don't want what?
Don't
want
to take the reins.
No.
You do, though.
I don't.
You say you do. But you do.
Right now, I'm a single woman. I own my own home. I got to take the reins in my own house.
Right. Okay, now let me ask you this. Would you allow a man to come into your house and just all of a sudden start dictating how things he would like for to go on inside that household.
So the,
would you like him? Would you let him be the man?
Different.
Would you actually let him be the man?
If you're going to marry me,
there you go.
And you want to come in here and run the show, then you can run the show. But my problem is, and maybe this is just because of my history and what I've been through, I don't really like the word dictate.
See, that's
it's
my
a
problem.
Relationship.
Right.
It's a partnership.
Thank you.
I will let you run the show,
but, wrong,
but don't.
Wrong choice
you're
of
not
word.
A dictator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong,
and I,
wrong
you know,
choice of word.
Partnership.
Yeah.
I don't. You can.
Because I feel like the communication needs to be. Regardless, let's say he does
would,
come in. And
would you let him be a man?
I don't want to be a man. Yeah, he can do whatever a man feel like he needs to do. As long as
not
you're not hurting me.
There you go.
As long as you're not controlling me.
There you
yes.
go.
If
there
you
want
to make a decision about, well, babe, I think we need to move to another city. Okay, well, let's pray about this together.
Yeah.
And, babe, if that's what you think is best, we can do that.
Hello.
Are you, mean, so you're ready to be a little bit submissive to your man.
And
I told
you, most
you have
women
to I don't have a.
So do you, I mean, even in my marriage,
if
I'm not.
If you can lead, I will follow.
That's
right.
the point.
If you can't
that's
lead,
the
I'm
point.
Not going to
follow. I can tell you right now, and that I feel like I'm a very, if you want to say, I'm an opinionated woman. But
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, my husband is the head of the household. We communicate. We come, you know, if he comes to me and say, hey, babe, blah, 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 I say, okay. Okay, what about this? Well, if he said, well, this is kind of how I feel, and da da da, 9 times out of 10,
it's
going to be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that, oh, I'm whatever, I'm going to take. No, because I know what it means to be submissive, and I know submissiveness goes both ways. It's sometimes where.
Well,
hey,
y'all kind of rare in some areas.
I think
we're
using the word submissive in
yeah.
the wrong context. I can use.
Oh, okay, so how you saying it?
You said
what's your
being
definition?
Submissive. Can go both ways.
That's what his definition is. I need the real definition, not Queen Sun definition.
I just want to hear what his opinion is.
We listening.
We listening. I'm listening to Queen Sun for real.
I don't see a man ever being submissive to a woman. We can come to a compromise, but a man being submissive to a woman is that doesn't
that
even
sound right to me.
Yeah, that.
Wow.
We're talking about the beginning of time and everything
yeah.
that we've known and everything we've gone through. We've never seen that in the history of a man being submissive. Now, you got to say, hey, I'm willing to come to a compromise, but I'm not going to say that's being submissive. Cause
mm-hmm. There's a difference.
It's just bending to the will of the other person, basically. So if you want, you know what I'm saying? Like Mash said, it's bending to the will of her husband. If he
exactly.
says that is the ultimate, you know, say he's taking
who,
what she says.
Who makes the final decision?
Well, that's what she just said. She will say if he presents a situation and she's like, well, babe, what about this? And present another situation or what about and think about this? And he'd be like, okay, so let's do this.
What
this,
if he said
this.
No?
Then that's the... That's what she
That's
said.
What I just said.
She just said that.
Mm-hmm.
If she presents a situation to counter his, and he says, well, no, we'll do it this way, then she says,
okay.
It'll be done that way.
Because it's happened
but,
several times
but
before.
In your case, if that happens that way.
Yeah.
In today's cases, and a lot of times in a relationship, it don't go down like the way y'all
okay,
do.
Okay, and this is
it
the
don't
other
go
thing.
Down like that.
Listen, I got a question.
I'm different. There
it
you
don't go.
And,
down, it don't go down
and,
like that, man.
But this is the thing. It's also who we are as people. So a lot of
okay.
the things we do is based on biblical principles.
Mm-hmm.
So for me and my house, this is the way it runs.
That's
this is why
saying.
We have 7 years
and
of marriage as of
right.
Monday.
And you don't
Thank
hear,
you.
Yay, congratulations.
Thank you.
But that don't happen. if
look.
What?
Yes,
my
sir.
Thing is, when you, okay, Bobby, you say, are you going to let him be the man of the household? What are... The duties, what is the definition of being a man in the household if you feel like a man is finna be submissive to a woman? The definition of submissive means ready to conform to authority or will of others, meekly obedient or passive.
Mm-hmm.
Not the biblical
okay.
standpoint is different.
You heard that?
This ain't biblical.
But it doesn't everything doesn't have to be big. If I say, babe, I really want to paint
you.
This living room gray. And he says, it's really not my color, babe, but if that's what you want to do.
Thank you.
He has submitted to my will.
There you go.
So everything
Thank
doesn't
you.
Have to be a big, dominant type of
yes.
situation.
No, we're not saying
you know?
That,
but
though.
That's part of the definition
is.
Of submissive.
That being, did he speak to your will, or did he come to a compromise? Maybe he wanted something else, and he was just like, okay, well.
It's basically the submission is getting confused with
control.
Right, with control.
And that's,
and
yes,
you do what I say do,
thank
kind of thing.
You.
Because I'm the man and I'm the head,
exactly,
of the household, so you have to do what I say do.
And that's not
what submission is getting.
Onto authority. That's what that means.
You said that's because what now?
I said if you're conforming to authority, what does that mean?
That is part of the definition.
Evidence that ready to conform to the authority or will of others, meekly obedient or passive.
That's what it says. Y'all ain't understanding submissiveness.
No, I mean, I'm looking and I see multiple.
That's what I said.
Multiple
I definitions.
It up.
That's,
and it's
well,
all
read
about
your,
perspective.
Read your definition that you got.
Let me see. Let me go back. The act or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person.
Mm.
Synonyms: yielding, acceptance,
right,
consent, compliance. The opposite of that is defiance, an act of surrender. So I think a lot of people look at these words in a negative form, and you don't have to. It's all about perspective. If I surrender to you,
it said superior, didn't it?
Superior, and to me, that's all about.
It's superior when it comes to being submissive.
You're gonna put the other person first. I mean.
But superior, and also the man is head of the household. Like, I'm not arguing with you on that point. You're 100% correct. The head, I mean, the man is the head. But let me tell you something. The head ain't nothing without the eyes, the mouth, the nose, or the ear.
Yeah, my
and
wife,
that
my
is the woman.
That
but that's the woman. My husband would stand here right now and tell
you
that.
May be the head, but I am the neck.
And that's true, because I see things that
but
you don't
head,
see.
The body.
I
see things.
I understand that, though. But if you got to let a man be a man.
Absolutely, and I would never take that from
you.
You
got to let him be a man.
Well, where did the eyes and the mouth and the taste buds and the hearing aids come from? I'm trying to figure out where all that came from. That's a part of the head, ain't it?
The biblical context, right? When we said that. People, that's what they based it on.
Okay, so if we take out the biblical content, now where we go from here?
Yeah, right. You
but
we're
wait,
going, we
no,
going,
let's
are we
let
going
her,
to church?
That's what I'm saying, though.
Let
her
read
the definition.
Let her read the definition.
Point.
Ephesians 5, verse 21 says, submit yourself.
But
yes,
if everybody doesn't believe in the Bible, then I want you to still explain your point to somebody that doesn't believe in what you're talking about.
Believe, but you can say, most people don't believe in tithes and offering, but they still give to charitable events. That's
right.
The same dang thing.
But that
you
ain't...
principles, you still, but you doing it
differently. No, it ain't, because they're not giving for the same reason. It's two different things. If I'm a 10% tithe in the church and me giving to Red Cross is two different things, even though we're still giving, but we're giving unto two different reasons. That's not the same thing.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Just
I think the point that Niecy was trying to make was
that we are the
problem. And that people can submit to each other. I think that was really the point.
That was the point
that I was making.
That's
because he was saying he's never heard of it, but the thing states that we are submitting one to another.
That's it.
And it also states that your body don't belong to you and mine
don't belong to me.
Me.
And that
so
is
100%
true too.
And if you're in a relationship and you take all these dang definitions out of it and
hello,
these words out of it, you're doing this stuff regardless.
Yes, it
you're
is.
Doing it regardless. Your relationship, you are submitting in some form
in
or
some
fashion
form.
To your mate.
Yeah,
we got.
I think a lot of it communication and tone.
Oh,
your tone can spark a whole lot of stuff. Your tone, T-O-N-E. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, men get irritable when they hear tone. And that tone,
like,
you know.
And women get irritable too.
I'm glad he said that.
Tone has a lot to do with communicating and communication. If you all up here,
that's all day, every day, all day, every day,
and he hears
y'all
that all the time.
And I don't know y'all miss with.
Man, this is women in general. It ain't just the women that we deal with. This is women in general. I've worked under women my entire life. I know how it go.
It's becoming the norm. It's
so
normal.
I don't understand how they can love all women. It's fine to love all women, but when
because
we say something, it's not. Based off of the simple statement,
when you said we go off because you give us a reason to go off, I don't ever. There's no reason to ever give you to go off on anybody. And y'all made that. Did you not make that statement? If you give us a reason to go off, then that's when we're gonna go off.
Just for a
second. That doesn't make it right, because I feel like, hey, well, you said something I didn't like, so I just started yelling at you. Nah, I can't use that as no excuse.
Well,
if we're talking about communication and communicating on the same level, then we're going to respect each other regardless of the situation.
Yeah.
I'm not
about
to go at it with you back and forth, no matter who you are or what you're talking about. And I definitely don't do it with no woman. I might can do it with a man because we can see something a different way. But it ain't no resolving to me and a woman arguing back and forth and yelling for what? Where is it going to get us? So I'm going to probably eliminate myself from the situation. Well, you can get your point across how you feel like it. You can get it across to yourself. But I'm not about to sit up and listen to you yelling at me, and that don't make me weak. It's other people that you can, like you say, you can do so much to a certain person to where they break. Well, you got certain people, and I'm not saying it's right, but when you push certain people to a certain point, then they give you that reaction that you really wasn't ready for, but you was acting like you wanted that. When that smoke come, then it's, I'm the victim. I'm the victim. Well, you got to figure out how you're going to come. You're going to come correct, then everything is going to be good.
And the summation of the day is
with that,
men go to white women because we're not submissive enough.
Well,
man, I'm not dealing with no white woman because you're not going to.
But check it out. A lot of black men like that submission from white women. That's why they go there.
I think y'all have issues.
No,
that's
it's
the reason
not necessarily.
Why y'all go
to
white women.
You know, no. In today's time, we don't want to be arguing anymore.
Y'all want yes people. Y'all want people to say, okay.
See, look at you. Look at
you
right now. See, listen to where we are right now.
Y'all are doing the same thing.
No, but you're
understand.
Doing it. How can you be my woman and I got to hear this
volume?
Well,
we ain't got to worry about that right
now. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. How can you date and be at that level and be right there?
Okay.
You know, right there. And then you say you're in a relationship. You know what I mean? You in a relationship and your woman way up here.
Right now, you guys are bringing
that
hammer down on everything about a woman. But when we say something about a man, then it's something different.
All right. Hey, we've been getting into some debates and stuff. This has been all about interracial relationships and topics. Nobody get mad. Now, y'all go.
Interracially, I can't.
Yes.
I could probably date interracially. I just can't. I don't think I could date a white woman because I could put up with things from a black woman that I could never put up with a white woman.
White woman, yeah.
That's just what it is.
I understand.
I might can deal with y'all talking crazy to me, but a white woman, you definitely made that up. We've been through too much history. I can't do it.
Well, look here, man. We've had a great discussion coming to the end of the hour. And Queen
Sun,
in on this conversation.
Hey, look, hold on, Bobby. Let me be submissive and bow out so y'all can close the show. How about that?
All right, man. You have a good one, and we'll be in touch, okay?
All right, now y'all take it easy. And congratulations on your 7 years.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congrats.
I had to get you a camera.
All right. You've been on the Bobby Eaton Show where we tell our stories our way. As you can tell, it's always going to be something going on here on the show.
We're going to be talking when
we
go off.
Yeah, when it go off, we're going to confrontation. The conversation continues. So, hey, until the next time, let's have a good one, okay?